What is routinely and inaccurately described as a 90% redress scheme in many cases proves to be 70% redress and often even less. The remaining costs are huge, in some instances upwards of €100,000 and equivalent to a second mortgage. The scheme minister isn't fit for purpose, and there is no debate about that. Unless it is replaced, the repercussions for these families are grave. Equality is also at stake. With homes affected by pirate in Dublin and North Leinster having received, rightly, 100% redress through a similar scheme. So let us be honest and let us be frank. Not only can the government put in place a scheme that provides 100% redress to those affected, it must put in place that scheme of 100% redress for those families. This motion calls on the government to provide those affected by defective blocks in Donegal and Mayo and Clare and other counties with 100% redress, nothing less. And that is what is required. And they must ensure that those who are responsible, the developers, the builders, the suppliers, are held to account with a contribution extracted from the industry towards the remediation. I want to finish by commending the homeowners, the families, for their determination, for their fortitude and for their strength. And I call on every TD to support this motion. And Minister, I call on you to act. Do not give false hope where there's none. Give a commitment today, what your party leader refused to do, to support the principle of 100%, to support the principle of equality, and please lift that burden off these families that are so weighed down by this nightmare that they've been living on for so many years.